Story 26, Naaman. Naaman was a commander in the Syrian army. During a war with Israel, he captured a young girl and brought her back to be a servant for his wife. One day, Naaman realized he had leprosy, a terrible disease of the skin. The young servant girl said, "I wish my master could go to Israel. Our prophet Elisha can heal people from leprosy." Right away, the commander's wife told Naaman what the girl had said. So Naaman and his men loaded up their donkeys and carts with gifts and went to Israel to see the prophet. When they arrived at Elisha's house, his servant Gehazi met them outside. The servant went inside and talked with Elisha, then came back out with a message for Naaman. "Go wash in the Jordan River here in Israel. Dip down into it 7 times, and you will be healed of your leprosy." Naaman was angry. He said, "A real prophet would come out and stand in front of me. He would pray to the Lord and wave his hand over my body and heal me. If I thought washing in a river would help, I would go to one of the beautiful rivers in Syria, not a muddy river like the Jordan." Naaman's servants spoke very carefully to him. "If the prophet had asked you to do something difficult, you would have done it. But he told you to do something easy, wash and be clean." So Naaman decided to obey the prophet. He went to the Jordan River and dipped down into it 7 times. Suddenly his skin was healed, just as the prophet said it would be. In fact, it was like the skin of a young boy. After Naaman was healed, he and his men went back to the prophet's house. "Now I know that there is no God on the earth except the God of Israel. Please accept the gifts I have brought for you." Elisha refused. "No, I will not accept a gift from you." Then Naaman said, "I will no longer worship any other god. Please let me have a cartload of soil to take back home. Then I will kneel on this soil from Israel and worship the Lord God." After Naaman left to return home, Gehazi began thinking, "That man should have paid something. I'll go right now and ask him for a gift." So he ran after the chariot. When Naaman saw him coming, he stopped his chariot, climbed down, and asked, "Is everything all right?" "Everything is fine. My master just found out that he has visitors coming tonight. They are students from the school of the prophets. Can you possibly give us some things for them? A couple of changes of clothes and some silver?"
"Certainly. Here are some nice clothes and 150 pounds of silver."
Naaman then had his servants carry the heavy load back to Gehazi's house. When Gehazi arrived home, Elisha asked, "Where did you go?" He answered, "I didn't go anywhere." Elisha said, "Oh, my dear friend, my spirit was there with you. It was not right for you to accept anything from Naaman. Now his leprosy will come upon you." Gehazi turned to leave. He looked down at his arms, and they were already turning white with leprosy.